How venting can backfire and make you feel worse. Is venting good for your mental health? While venting might make you feel good in the moment, doing it over and over without any resolution or forward progress can make you feel worse. Excessively complaining or rehashing personal problems with someone else is known as co-rumination, and research shows it can increase stress, especially in those who are already feeling down. A patient who had a difficult relationship with her mother-in-law would spend hours going over the latest incident or insult with her best friend, speculating about what the monster-in-law would do next. It was their go-to conversation. Afterwards, she realized she often felt even angrier and more frustrated. The problem with venting is that it amplifies negativity. The more you think or talk about an issue, the more salient it becomes. It's adding fuel to the fire. Next time you feel like doing so, try focusing on problem solving or talking about something else entirely. Also, keep an eye on the clock. If you spend more than 15 minutes on a problem, it's time to move on. Discourage venting from others as well. If your best friend calls you to talk about something that's bothering her, resist joining in and asking questions that encourage her to recount every little detail. Start from the very beginning and tell me everything. It will only lead to a play-by-play of what happened and what she's feeling. It encourages rumination. Consider asking a question that might enable her to gain distance from the situation and insight, such as, if someone else were in the situation, what advice would you give her? Rather than dwelling on details, help her generate a plan of action.